From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett. Last weekend, Venezuelan authorities took Miami Herald South America correspondent Jim Wyss into custody for a tense 48 hours. Officials there claim Wyss didn't have permission to be in Venezuela, reporting the story that he was writing on the country's acute shortage of basic goods. But there are larger factors at play. Chief among them is the socialist government's paranoia about the economic crises that are plaguing oil-rich Venezuela, especially on the eve of critical local elections next month. I spoke with Wyss this week after his return to Miami. Jim, you obviously came back unscathed, but can you describe the scary moments of uncertainty that you say you went through during those 48 hours?
There was a lot of uncertainty and a lot of anxiety. At one point, they had put me into an armored car without plates, wearing a bulletproof jacket and surrounded by three men with guns. And we were going towards I didn't know where and didn't really know what to expect, and they wouldn't tell me. And that was, you know, a lot of things run through your mind. They put me on an airplane at one point with a boarding pass made out to Juan Salcedo, and it just didn't make any sense to me.
What was the end game to all of this?
They'd gone through my passport. They saw, you know, I've got a Colombian visa that identifies me as a reporter. I'd showed them my press badge. They had all my business cards. I would have thought, you know, a couple of phone calls and some Google searching would have established who I am. And that didn't seem to satisfy them. And we kept going through all my photographs and all my contacts and kind of turning my electronic world, you know, upside down. And so I wasn't sure what they were looking for, which is obviously worrisome.
What kind of message, if any, do you think the Venezuelan authorities were trying to send you and journalists in general by detaining you like this for 48 hours?
You know, Tim, I'm still not exactly sure. There's a lot of paranoia. The government's always talking about saboteurs coming across the border. It's always identifying Miami-based media as being part of this larger cabal to destabilize the government. And I think I was just kind of in the wrong place during tense times.
Can you describe the most bizarre moments of the ordeal?
I think going through like two decades worth of photographs on my computer was super surreal. Every now and then they'd get really excited about a photograph of somebody, and you know, it turned out to be my mother or my brother. Another kind of surreal moment is when the main person I was dealing with instructed one of his helpers to copy down all my cell phone numbers by hand. And I've got 1,314 cell phone contacts. And so as they were starting to go through this and it began to dawn on them how long this was going to take, they suddenly changed strategies. But I thought it was kind of amusing.
While you were being grilled, Jim, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was sending soldiers into retail stores over the weekend to enforce his price controls. Just how bad did the economic situation look to you while you were there, especially the skyrocketing inflation?
I'd gone to this Guardia Nacional headquarters looking for statistics about contraband, and it's such a hot topic issue, and it's one of the things that Nicolas Maduro always points to as being part of this kind of economic sabotage, economic terrorism. And so, yes, the economic situation is very bad.
You've said that you plan on going back for Venezuela's nationwide local elections on December 8th. And many people see those elections as essentially a referendum on the Maduro government and the late Hugo Chavez's socialist revolution. What should we be watching for in those elections? And frankly, does your recent experience in any way color your own expectations?
Most people are expecting big opposition gains during the municipal race. How this experience colors my perception, I'd like to say it hasn't, but you know, I'm going to be much more wary about going back, and not only for myself, but it was really my colleagues, my family, my friends who probably suffered even more than I did, just with the uncertainty, not knowing what happened to me, not knowing where I was.
Thanks, Jim. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.